Have you ever loved a job so much that you would consider doing it for 6 decades?
You walk in and you see the smile on their faces. It's worth $1 million. It really is, because you just walk in and you light up their life.
That's hairdresser Eunice Crome. She started out cutting locks as a 16-year-old apprentice. And amongst all of the glitz and glamour, what's given her the most joy is her clients in aged care.
I did a lot with my trade, doing balls and weddings and things. I also, Joondalup Watkins, I used to do some work for her and doing like grooming with your hair and your things like that when they used to have courses come to town. Your Miss Australias, I was always involved with the Miss Australias. So they were the things that I did then, and I absolutely loved it. But aged care, I just loved. I had just that love of these people, the interesting things they did, the care that they needed and got something special out of. They all need TLC, and you come overnight and honestly, you just feel as though you've done something for these people. But they also give back to me. They really do, because you just feel good about yourself.
Hairdressing in aged care facilities has not only given her a home, but also given her kids a lot of honorary grandparents.
They both grew up over there for, you know, might be one day or 2 days. They learned to play cards and Chinese checkers. The residents would walk them down and have a look at the birds and things like that. It was a special place, and it taught my kids a great deal of respect and love for elderly people because they were just amazing to them. They were my daughter was spoiled rotten. She was knitted this and crocheted that and clothes and things. Yeah, it was just special, and still is.
As you could imagine, Eunice has seen quite a few changes in the industry over the past 60 years.
I have got my first tint comb that I ever used. The scissors are so heavy now, and the clippers that were used in those days, honest to goodness, they were so heavy. I think now, how did my little hand get to do those hand clippering, you know? And even the electric ones in those days were really heavy. Today, they're a dream. But I have got old rollers that
we used. Is that because they're better than these ones that you use today?
Oh, no. No, because back in the very beginning of it, you had butterflies and pin curls, and you had these little tiny silver rollers that were real skinny little things. Then you got to the brush rollers. I had a boss. She had like rollers that were like a tin, and if there wasn't somebody to do anything with the customers, she would make us be out the back and she'd make us roll on these. And at first I thought, oh, I hate this, but she was so good because I can still do that today with all about the brush. She taught us properly. Back then, most of the women used to come and have a set, a shampoo and a set. Well, I still have probably a handful of people that still have that shampoo and set every week. But those ladies are all in their 90s. When they've gone, you'll see hairdressing today is more about it being manageable for the person. My oldest lady that has a set regularly every week, she'd be 96. And she wouldn't have it any other way. Look at those girls on television. They should really do something with their hair. But that era in hairdressing is dying.
And if you're wondering what's next in hair, watch out, boys, because the perm could be back for you.
Perming, well, it'll do a cycle. You see perming come and go. Overseas, it's coming back again. Uh-oh. And a lot in the men. The young fellows, you know, they see a rock star or they see something, they copy. I know that overseas perming's coming back in a lot more than what it was.
Whatever trends come and go, at age 77, Eunice has no plans of stopping, and she'd do it all again.
I wished I was just starting.